It's Helping Hand, all things considered, then archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. We use Helping Hand on some Fridays to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are welcoming back Best Buddies Hawaii. Due to the pandemic crisis, they had a local friendship walk fundraising, awareness-raising event in April affected, as well as their programming. On a national level, Best Buddies chose to move 27 of their friendship walks to a virtual platform, and they'll be doing a collective one June 20th online. Best Buddies is an international effort. It raises awareness and funds to support folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We're going to hear about this virtual June 20th event that's coming up, also other adjustments to their programs from State Director Karen Glasser, and also some highlights of a conversation I had with Bathy Fong, an ambassador for Best Buddies and member of the UH chapter of Best Buddies. Karen explained who Best Buddies is and how they function.
Best Buddies is a nonprofit that promotes social inclusion, job opportunities, leadership development, and inclusive living for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And we don't have all programs in all states. So on Maui and Oahu, we have 27 school friendship programs. The school friendship programs match students with and without disabilities in one-to-one friendships that then allow the students with disabilities to have access and contribute to the community as a whole. We have programs in the elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and University of Hawaii. And then along with those school friendship programs, we also have what we call our leadership development programming, which is Best Buddies Ambassadors, where we, with community leader help, train our ambassadors, train Best Buddies participants how to write and give advocacy speeches, how to become self-advocates for the disability rights movement, and how to become passionate speakers about whatever they are most interested in.
Bathy Fong is one of those ambassadors, and we got a chance to speak to her before the pandemic kicked in. Bathy, why did you join Best Buddies Hawaii?
The reason why I joined Best Buddy, because I not only have a disability, but I can change somebody's life. Because I see a lot of people do not understand how people with disability can do a lot of things and can reach their dreams also and touch their life.
And this fundraiser, this friendship walk, is designed to help support that programming and let us expand it. We also want to bring an adult friendship program to Hawaii, where we pair people like you and me, Dave, adults in the community, with other adults in the community with disabilities. And we need to be able to raise funds for those programs to keep them running. Unfortunately, the pandemic has certainly affected that, which we understand, but we are hopeful that our volunteers will keep an eye on us, and when the time is right for them and they are able to participate as a volunteer, as a supporter, as a donor, they can do that.
You've made some significant changes in the program delivery and are also focusing on that challenge of a significant drop in donations.
Absolutely. Typically, we are out in the community. It's about embracing differences and inclusion for everyone. So we are out and about. Our schools are running after-school activities, weekend activities. They actually do charitable contributions where they will go box lunches, bake pies for Thanksgiving for the food shelters. So obviously, with the pandemic, none of that was possible. And what we did was we created an entire virtual platform of programming. So 3 days a week, we run calls at 3:30 p.m. We allow our students to congregate, meet each other in a safe space, and have some fun. Tuesdays, the call is typically for chapter leaders and advisors. On Thursdays, we have what we call the Thursday Hangout for all of our students, chapter leaders, folks who are not necessarily officers but want to participate, ambassadors, advisors, board members. We typically play a game. We have fun. We've done scavenger hunt. We've done Zumba. We play Pictionary. We play bingo. Then the third set of calls is what we call half-hour heroes. That is Wednesday afternoon, also at 3:30. And that's where we have someone from the community speak about something they're passionate about for 20, 25 minutes within a question and answer period. But the hope is that we get people from the community to join in and talk about things that are important to them. And this is our leadership development piece for the week. Typically, our programs cycle with the schools, but we're not doing that this summer. We are making these programs available throughout the remainder of the summer. If anyone has any questions or would like to get more information about how to participate in Best Buddies, we are at hawaii@bestbuddies.org.
And earlier this year, one of the ambassadors for Best Buddies Hawaii, Bathy Fong, a member of the UH chapter, joined us and talked about the program. For yourself, young lady, who's your buddy?
My buddy is Janka. I've been with her for 2 years. We do a lot together.
You do a lot together?
Yes.
You met her in the program?
I met her in the college chapter.
Have you done one of these friendship walks?
Oh, I've done a lot. This is my, I think, fifth time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, this year, because of the pandemic, they moved these to a virtual platform. They'll do a collective one that's coming up June 20th. And I know Best Buddies continues to pursue grant funding from local and national foundations, contributions through grant makers, government funding, individual gifts, special event revenue, other possible revenues. Shed light on how people listening could support the organization and this June 20th virtual friendship walk.
So like most charities, Best Buddies has seen a precipitous drop in revenue, and we are hoping that folks will give what they can. But most important is that they join us for this virtual friendship walk by registering at bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org/Oahu. There is no fee to register. There is no fundraising minimum, but it will allow our participants who do sign up to receive mailings so that they know what kind of programming we're offering, and hopefully they will participate in the live event June 20th. So these 27 regions we talked about, everybody is going to do their own local opening ceremonies, and then it will cut to Anthony Kennedy Shriver, who is our founder and CEO, running a main opening ceremonies with some celebrity guests. And the idea really is to make it a unified and fun, engaging experience to promote inclusion and really hear how the programs influence folks.
And Best Buddies Hawaii Ambassador Bathy Fong shared some of that with us.
It's also for families and even kids, little kids, and it's really seeing parents to get along with their kids and different buddies come along with us and to know each other and to really enjoy themselves on the walk. And it's a really good fun thing. It's like everybody support each other. And when we have the walk, everybody came together to support each other. So
different groups of buddies coming.
Yeah, different groups of buddies. And we always tell them how they're doing and how their buddies doing. And my favorite event is to get along with other buddies, not only my buddies, and to make friends.
We would love for people to follow us on social media. We are posting multiple times a day. If folks do want to give, we are absolutely taking donations. And to that end, if you know of a foundation or you know of a philanthropist who is looking for an organization that supports the disability rights community, I would love to talk to them. You can reach out at hawaii@bestbuddies.org. email address. We rely on the generosity of our foundations and our supporters to keep our programs running, and we don't want this pandemic to affect our services and our programs.
So that event is happening on June 20th, and obviously folks could sign up in advance, as she said. Let me give you their web address first. It's bestbuddies.org/Hawaii. You can learn more about this virtual walk that's happening on June 20th at bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org/Oahu. You can send an email, hawaii@bestbuddies.org. You can give them a call in the Honolulu area, 808-545-3025. We've been thrilled today to talk with State Director Karen Glasser. We also were thrilled to have Bathy Fong, an ambassador for Best Buddies and member of the UH chapter of Best Buddies. And at hawaiipublicradio.org, you can find this Helping Hand segment and all their contact information. And we wrap it up today with a final thought from Best Buddies Hawaii Ambassador Bathy Fong about supporting this nonprofit, Best Buddies Hawaii.
One thing that I learned also, when a buddy finished college, they also can keep in touch with their buddy.
Right. So it's a lifetime kind of friendship.
We learn a lot from each other for the years that we've been together when they were in college.
Sure.
So it really touched both of our life, and it builds our relationship.
And a friendship can last for a lifetime.
Yes.